Well, today is a very significant day because it is the first Shabbat of the beginning of the Sabbaths of Comfort, and all the portions that are taken from will be from the next 7 weeks will be taken from the Book of Isaiah, beginning with today was Isaiah 40, and it's interesting because we know the Bible is seamless, and so Isaiah 40 begins with the voice of one crying in the wilderness, and then in John 3, the portion that was read today speaks about how Yochanan came to fulfill. He was that voice crying in the wilderness, make straight a path for our God. And so we see that, in 7 weeks from now, it's hard to imagine that we'll be at Rosh Hashanah, Yom Teruah, the Feast of Trumpets. And so we just have 7 Sabbaths to go before we enter into this very important time on the calendar. And who knows what will happen, as we begin another year on the calendar, because every year it seems like it becomes exponentially more and more prophetic, and things continue to unfold. And just these last few years have been really quite amazing in terms of all the things that have been going on, both the good, the bad, and the ugly. And so we just really need to be in prayer, especially for our people. And so let me just take a few minutes and share some announcements. And so today, Jerry will be giving, our elder will be giving our message today, and next week I'll be back in the saddle, and I'll be giving the message next Shabbat. And Lord, I believe the Lord gave me a good message that I took this last month to just kind of pray and reflect on what, what the Lord is doing. And so I have a good word, I think, that the Lord has given to me to share for next week. And so that's going to be happening. We're not going to begin our midweek Bible studies until August the 16th. And so we're going to go back into the studies on, by first century foundations on Israel, and just taking lessons from the scriptures about Israel. So that'll be on August the 16th. And then we know that parking is becoming more and more of a problem in our neighborhood here, especially with this complex that was built just across the street. So they're kind of taking up a lot of the parking space. And so, that's one of our, downfalls of this neighborhood. Like, there's a lot of these infills going up, and so we're getting less and less parking. And I noticed just today that there's some construction going across the road there. So things are always happening in this neighborhood, but just so that you're aware, I know that some of you we have the benefit of being here and getting in the back parking lot, but it's kind of limited in space there as well. But, just parking right across the street here, there's a little parking lot here. And then just there's a little mall, airstrip mall, just across the street. You can park there. And then also on both sides of 33rd Avenue, I think 33rd Street or whatever, just across, there's on both sides. So, it's just a matter of walking half a block or so. So I know that some of you have to walk a bit further, but that's just reality of where we're at. So just kind of give you some options of what you can do to deal with our parking issue. Also, Restoration House has invited our youth to be part of a youth conference. I know there's not very many youth here today, but on the back here, I sent this update out to everyone on our list here. So hopefully there will be some youth that will be willing to be a part of this on August the, I think, is it the dates? Or the August 10th to the 12th. So, and actually at the Northmont, it's at the Alberta Bible College. That's where we once met, when we were in our early journeys through the city. So that would be a good conference for youth to get part of, and so we'll kind of try to promote that with our youth. It's kind of good that the House has invited us, and so we want to build relationships between the various congregations that are meeting here. And also, the Maccabees are once again playing in the Pitch for Israel tournament, JNF Pitch for Israel tournament, August the 27th, and so we've won the championship 3 times so far, so that's kind of exciting, so we're going to see how we do this year. We were able to do it last year, but if you'd like to, to donate towards this, you can speak to myself, because it's going to a good cause. It's helping to provide support for a family care center outside of Tel Aviv to help new immigrants coming into Israel and to help them find work and learn Hebrew and so forth. So it's a good project that they will be working on for this fundraising for the Pitch for Israel. You're welcome to come out and watch us, but we'll give a bit more information as we get closer to the day. And let's see here. Also, special thanks to Peter and Shoshana. They've they have a good harvest, and they always bring in their fresh fruit, fresh parts, produce, and from their garden. And so make sure that you take advantage of that. And then, of course, our really continue to pray for God to bless us as a congregation with our tithes and offerings. And so, as I often say, you know, the government has their GST, but God also has His. You know, GST, God says tithe, right? And so encourage you to don't forget your tithe. And that's about it. So we have Jerry's going to come and challenge us with the word once again. So, Jerry, there you go.
Shabbat shalom. Thanks for joining us in our service this morning. God is good all the time. Amen. Are you ready to hear God's word? Our Torah portion this week, we called it Va'et Kanan, means the Sabbath or Sabbath of Comfort, which is a special name because of this Shabbat follows the fast on the 9th of Av Tisbav, when the first and second temple were destroyed. And comfort, comfort, my people, says your God. Only God's words can restore what seems unrestorable, reconcile, and what seems irreconcilable, and comfort those who are without comfort. This morning, if you hear the word of God and doing it, the promise is whatever hardship and difficulties are you in facing in God, God is able. All things are possible if you hear His word in doing it. My message this morning, as I've said, doers and hearers of the word. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and faithfulness unto us. Father, I ask for your guidance today as I discuss, as I teach, Lord, or preach regarding one of the sensitive, serious, and difficult subjects. Hearing and doing your word. Help us, Heavenly Father, because apart from you, I cannot do anything. In Yeshua's name, amen. Amen. Open your Bible in the book of Matthew. And may I request everyone to stand up as we read this verse. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 up to 29. Are you there? Okay, let's start from verse 21. Not everyone, let us read together. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say on that day, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name and drive out demons in your name and perform many miracles in your name? Then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Get away from me, you workers of lowliness. Therefore, everyone who hears this word of mine and doers them will be alike a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blow and beat against that house, and yet it did not fall, for its foundation had been built on the rock. Everyone who hears this word of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the wind blows and beat against the house, and it fell, and it great was its fall. Now, when Yeshua had finished this word, the crowds were astounded at his teaching, for he was teaching them one of having authority and not as their Torah scholars. You may be seated. Thank you. Be doers and hearers of the word. This morning I would like to direct your attention to Ezekiel 33, verse 31 to 32. Ezekiel, we have a lot of verses we read this time. It says here in Ezekiel 33, verse 31 and 32, this morning says, so they come to you as people come and sit before you as my people and hear your words, but they do not do them, for with their mouth they express doting love, but their heart goes of their own dishonest gain. Look, you are like a love song to them, one who has beautiful voice and can play well on an instrument. They hear your words, but do not practice them. At the beginning of this chapter of Ezekiel, Ezekiel commissioned by God to speak God's truth to the people and warn them against the false security. And we know that when the wicked continue to sin, they will surely be destroyed. As well as a righteous turn to wickedness, whatever things or the righteous life will not be counted. They will be punished by their sin. But if they turn to Yeshua and distance themselves from wickedness, they will live. That's why the people complain. Said, you are not fair, God. God is not fair. And God said, I only judge what the people did. Just about this time, a runner came from Jerusalem to Babylon with the news that even Ezekiel prophesied. And he said, oh, the city of Jerusalem had fallen by Babylon army. And so when the people heard this news, they came to Jeremiah in order to hear what God had said to them and at this critical time in their history. So Ezekiel spoke to them once again in the word of the Lord and told them of how that those who are in Jerusalem become presumptuous. They said, well, Abraham was just one man, and the Lord gave the inheritance of the land to Abraham. We are many, so surely the land is ours. However, what didn't take it into consideration that Abraham is a righteous man, and he did what God wanted him to do. Right? That's why God bless him. He obey. He hear the word and do the word equals blessing. So these people turn away from God. They will keep keeping the law of God. That's why Ezekiel tells us that they are worshiping idols and there were violence in the city, but they trusted their own sword rather than trusting Yeshua. They committed abomination and was widespread immorality. And which God then said, do you think I let you to possess the land? Do you think I will gonna bless you because of your wicked ways? Because you are not listening, you are not obeying my words? No way. Be doers and hearers of the word. There are 3 points that I want to discuss this morning. Number one, be careful in how and what you hear. Be careful in what and how you hear. Luke verse 18 says, take heed, therefore, how you hear, for whosoever has to him shall be given, and whosoever has not from him shall be taken, even that which he seems to have. What's the warning? The warning of Yeshua is here about hearing, about the truth, about the word of God, and how and what you do with it after hearing on it. And through this passage, there are 3 principles I believe Yeshua's unfold. Luke 8:18. Number one, you must have the ability to hear. Because if you don't have the ability to hear, of course you cannot hear. That is to hear God's words. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. That's why Yeshua mentioned 7 times in the New Testament that those have ear, let him hear. Can you hold your ear? It's still there. Maybe it's running around. Right? You must have the ability to hear. Not only this one. Having to listen to the right thing. Sometimes we really enjoy hearing gossip, but not hearing God's word. Sometimes we really enjoy hearing gossip, but when we hear the word of God, our body start moving. You don't know what to do. You want to stand up. You want to sleep. You don't know you don't know what are you going to do. But God said, we need to have the ability to listen the right thing. By listening to the right thing, we increase our spiritual resources. And Yeshua said, to you who hear more will be given. In the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. The more you give of yourself to hearing God's word, the more God will give himself back to you. The same thing in our prayer. Prayer less, receive less. Right? So number 3, wrong hearing or failure to hear God or God's word, we decrease our spiritual resources and eventually become spiritually bankrupt. That's why in verse 18, he said, verse B, 18b, 8b, from him shall be taken, even that which him seems to have. So, if you are not listening in doing the word of God, it says here, whatever you have, they will take that it from you. God will give that thing to the people who hear and do the word. Right? From him shall be taken, okay, let's start from verse 18a. Take heed, therefore, how you hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken, even which it seems to be. So Yeshua said, whoever has, to him will be given, but whoever does not have even what he has will be taken away from him. In other words, when we are listening to God's word, we shouldn't flippant or show careless thoughts towards it. Don't sound out. Give your attention to what you're hearing because of what Yeshua said in Luke 18b. He take it from you and give it to somebody else. Yeshua says that when we hear his word, we become accountable. And if we hear the word and make good use of it, we shall benefit from it in the opportunity for greater knowledge and grace will come. If we hear and do the word, says here that we benefit from it in the opportunity for a greater knowledge and grace will come. It's a blessing, right? So, it's really, there's a great benefit in hearing, in doing the word of God. A hunger for the word of God, the yearning desire to hear it, preached or to read, is the evidence of conversion. Our spiritual life and being born again instinctively desires the truth of Scripture, because through his word we can gain comfort. Through his word we can gain strength. No spiritual growth will take place unless they are well nourished in the word. You will not grow in your spiritual if you don't read, apply the word of God in our lives. Right? Don't be content of who you are at this time. Let's explore. Hebrews 4:2 says, for indeed we have a good news preached to us just as they are also. But the word they heard did not profit them because it was not united by faith in those who heard. There's another warning. Yes, they heard the word, but they don't do it. In Uneg, okay, brothers and sisters, listen, they said, we have enough people on the line, just please get only a few and then you can go next time around. So what happened? Oh my, there's a plate. It's full. Did they hear the announcement? No. Okay, if you want that Uneg will be continued, please bring some food. Did you hear the announcement? Yes. Did you do it? Big no. Right? I'm wrong or no? Did they hear the word? Yes, they do it? No. And the Bible says, because they don't hear it or didn't do it, they will not prosper on it. They will not profit on it. The writer of Hebrew is talking about the Israelites whom God delivered from Egyptian in slavery. He brought them into the desert of Sinai and gave them this word. And they received the good news that if they trust and obey God's word, they will give to them the promised land. On the other hand, they were told that if they should fail to trust and obey, they would never get to their desired destination. And the writer says that we are now in the same situation. We always pray, Lord, please do this for me. Bless me. Use me. Blah, 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 blah. But the problem, you hear the word, but you don't obey. Lord, please use me. Please use me in the ministry. After you said that, you forget what to say. You don't know. You forget already what you promised to him. That's why many believers at this time are always weak, complainer, always criticizing. Why? Because the word of God is not profit on them because they are not really doing it. They hear from here, goes from there. Right? Why we have some announcement? Our service is 10:30. We came 11:30. Sometimes after preaching, that's the word. Right? What is the purpose why you are here? To look somebody to chat with? Don't disturb. Because the people whom you talk to maybe come to hear your words. Hear God's word. That's why not receiving the word with faith or seriously heed the warning of God. They did not stand on the promise of God. They derived no comfort, peace, or joy from them because they didn't receive the promise with faith. They did not read God's threats because they didn't really believe in Him. Brothers and sisters, we need to realize that hearing the word or reading the word will not profit us in our lives unless we believe, though, of what is said in His word. Because what we give to Him, He just only bring back to us. Right? So, we will derive no advantage or blessing from the word unless we place our complete trust and confidence in it. Now, how do you hear the word of God? How do you hear the word of God? Are you listening carefully to what He's telling you? Are you applying yourself to understand it? Or you are like the disciples who come to Yeshua and wanted to explain them more to Him? Or just like the people in the crowd, they just go there just for sympathizer, not really hearing God's word. There's listening involved when you hear about the word of God. Just like our parents. They said, oh, my child, my son, do this, do this, do that. There's a lot of commandments. Some of them we will obey, some of them it's not. Right? Same thing with the word of God. We will do the same thing. So, but as soon as you walk out those doors, everything you listen, it's gone. first week of July, Rabbi Carl gave a good message. She can do it. Abby gave a good message. Last week, Donovan gave a good message. Look at the result. They hear the word. Do you think they do the word? I'm including myself there. Because why? They're listening. But as soon as you walk out those doors, everything you listen is gone. No more. You are only blessed until that door. Once you get out the word of God, you forget everything. Sorry to say this, but hearing God's word is so important. That's why I said, this is the very sensitive and serious and difficult subject to teach. Hearing and doing the word. My friends, sisters, brothers, how do you hear the word of God? Do you think it's possible when you talk and then don't listen? Or when you are talking to someone else during a sermon? Or when you are busy in your cell phone, do you think you can hear well? I don't think so. God has time for you, my brothers and sisters. I believe you came in this congregation to hear God's word. You are here to fellowship with Yeshua, right? But did you hear the word that he said to you? Or you hear the word of the people that home or the person whom you talk to? God has time for you, but you seem to take as much for granted that you yourself don't make time for him. That's why Proverbs 8:34 says, blessed are those who listen to me, watch daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. Blessed are those who listen to God and doing his word. Number two, do not deceive of yourselves. Do not deceive. One, be careful what and how you hear. Number two is do not deceive of yourselves. Deception came from within. Deception can come from within. Have you ever told yourself a lie and talked yourself into believing it? That is self-deception. Or have you ever seen your friend doing something and you know it is wrong and you don't do nothing? That is a self-deception. Do we really deceive ourselves? Yes. When we hear the word of God and do what it says, we are deceiving ourselves. And 2 Thessalonians 2:3 says here, let no man despise or let no man deceive you by means, for that they will not come unless they falling away come first. In the man of sin is revealed the son of perdition. Remember, before the end can come, there must be a time of deception and great falling away from the congregation of Yeshua. And deception can occur in two ways. One comes from without, meaning those around you or those you choose to come and contact you, those who listen to worldly things can deceive you from outside. And the devil is a master at trying to deceive us from the outside, since he cannot get into the heart of a believer. So that is, deception comes without. And the other one, deception comes from within. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, says, "Let no one deceive himself." Paul is clear. He didn't say that you might be able to deceive yourself, or there is the possibility you could deceive yourself, and you can deceive yourself spiritually. Deceive comes from within, like Jeremiah 17, verse 9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things." Every one of us in the sanctuary, deceive ourselves. How is that possible? It is our heart that will turn on us. Did you hear what Jeremiah said? Above all things in this world. And don't you know that the number one thing that is most deceitful is our heart. So, self-deception is real. God knows if you are listening today at this moment or not. God knows if you are paying attention to His word or your mind is flying away. You cannot deceive God, but you can deceive yourself. God's words again. Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. You know the story of Samson? The story of Samson in the book of Judges, according to Judges chapter 14, during his wedding to a Philistine woman, he was deceived, this woman, and humiliated by his wife. This is not Delilah. This is the first wife of Samson. This woman, he deceived and humiliated by his wife. And the second wife is from Gaza. The same thing. And the third is Delilah. This is the third wife of Samson. And Samson is really fall in love. He really loved Delilah. But all of them deceive Samson. Samson is wanted to be used by God, but he also yielded to the deceitfulness of sin. He fell in love for a woman completely wrong for him because he did not guard his heart. He was spiritually blind and deceived by his emotion. Delilah was also deep in love, but she was in love with money, not to Samson. Right? He deceived three times. He thought that Delilah loved him. He thought Delilah is really sincere him or her, but she was in love with money, but not Samson. There's a saying that I love the money, but not the body, right? It hurts me deeply. As a leader, rabbi for sure, it's hurt to think that many people that have come week after week to sit under the teaching of the word, but have never come doers of the word. They have been faithful hearers of the word, but never real doers of the word, because they deceive themselves. Are you deceiving yourself this time? So the people come now to Ezekiel, sitting before him to hear the word of God. And the word of the Lord said, "My people come to you as they usually do, and set before you to hear your words, but they do not put them into practice. Their mouth speaks of love, but their heart is greedy for unjust gain. Indeed, to them you are nothing more than one who sings love, songs with a beautiful voice and play instrument well, for they hear your words, but do not put them into practice." I desire to hear what God has to say, but yet not necessarily to do what God says that they should do. One of the great problems in our day, in every age, is that people is often wanting to hear about the truth in the word of God, but they don't necessarily follow the word. They hear the word, but they don't do the word, and they become deceptive. That's why James said, "Do not merely listen to the word, and so deceive yourselves, know what it says." My friend, watch out. Don't let your heart, yourself, deceive you, as the Bible says. Three, almost done. Are you happy? Here, number three. Be doers of the word, not only hearers. Hearing the word of God has no value in your life unless you seek it to put it into practice. Hearing the word of God has no value in your life unless you seek to put it into practice. Our reading verse, it says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter to the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and do mighty works in your name?'" It's hard. God said, "And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lowliness.'" They have the word, but they don't do the word. Yeshua said they are like a man who built the house upon the sand. When the strong storm comes, the house built upon the sand falling away. Why? Because the foundation is not strong enough. Not like the other man who built the house upon the rock. When the big storm came down, he remained still. Listen to the parable of sowers. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil comes and does not away in the sown in their heart. And the seeds on some. So, if you read the parable of the sower, it gives more emphasis to this passage. Right? And here again, in the book of Jeremiah, there is a classic example. The people heard the word, but they didn't do the word. When the Babylonians destroyed the city of Jerusalem, there were small remnant of Jews that were still live in the land. and they were in dilemma of what to do. And some of them were wanting to go to Egypt and try to save themselves. So the people gathered together, and they were ready to move and migrate down to the Egypt. And before that, before they just go to Egypt, they need to go to Jeremiah because they want to hear what the Lord wanted them to do. Right? So, in Jeremiah 42, verse 1 to 6, then all the army's officers, including Johanan, son of Kareah, and Hosanna, son of Uzziah, and all the people from the least to the greatest approached Jeremiah the prophet and said to him, please, hear our petition and pray to the Lord your God to this entire remnant. For as you now see, though we were once many, now only a few are left. Pray that the Lord your God will teach us where we should go and what we should do. I heard you, replied Jeremiah the prophet. I will certainly pray that the Lord your God, as you have requested, I will tell you everything the Lord says and will keep you nothing back from you. So this is the response of the remnant that left in Israel. Then they said to Jeremiah, may the Lord be true and faithful witness against us if we do not act in accordance with everything the Lord your God sends you to tell us. Verse 6, whether it is favorable or unfavorable, we will obey the Lord our God. Right? They said, whether it is favorable or unfavorable, we will obey the Lord our God, to whom we are sending you, so that it will go well with us, for we will obey the Lord our God. And through this scripture, the Jews make a solemn promise to Jeremiah. What is the solemn promise? Whatever it is, whatever the Lord tells you that we should do, we will do it. Sounds familiar? Right? Sounds familiar? For myself, ouch. After 10 days of prayer, the Lord spoke to Jeremiah to give them the instruction. And Jeremiah called them together to give the word of the Lord. Verse 10, if you stay in this land, I will build you up and not tear you down. I will plant you and not uproot you, for I have relented concerning the disaster I have inflicted you. And Jeremiah said, don't go to Egypt. Do you think they will stay? Tragically, they are not agreed what Jeremiah said. They said to Jeremiah, you are a liar. You are lying to us, Jeremiah. God didn't tell you to tell us not to go to Egypt. You are trying to deliver us into the hands of Babylon. They make Jeremiah as a liar. Right? But God said, tell them, don't go to Egypt. But they said, no. God never said to you, Jeremiah, that we are not going to Egypt. That's only your own idea. What is their promise to Jeremiah? Whatever the Lord tells you we should do, we will do it. How many preaching you heard from the preachers after you heard that word, Lord, from now on, I will use my talent. I will use my gift. I will volunteer myself for the ministry. And then, once you get out from this building, you forgot what you promised. You forgot what you said. John 10, verse 27-28, Yeshua said, "My sheep, what? Hear my voice. Are we the sheep of God? My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Matthew 21, verse 20, I'm almost done. 28:31. "And a man had two sons. Said he went to the first and said, 'Son, go and work in the vineyard today.' He answered, 'No, I will not.' But later, he changed his mind and went. The father went to the second and said to the same, and he answered, 'I go, sir.' But he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father?" And Yeshua makes the application. He says, this second son was a picture of the hypocritical Pharisees whom Yeshua was speaking in verse 31, who claimed to do the will of the Father in heaven, yet who didn't obey the word. As my conclusion, one day, Jesus or Yeshua, mothers and brothers arrived, standing outside, and they sent someone in to call him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, "Your brothers," he asked. Then he looked at the seated in the circle around in him. "Where are my brothers? Where are my mother? Where are my sister?" The Lord said, "Here are my mother. Here are my brothers. Here are my sisters." They are the one who do, who hear the words. Said, "Right here, right in front of me," God said, "they are my brothers and sisters. The person who obeys and doers of the word is my brothers and my sisters." James 4:17, "So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. Remember, it is sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. In fact, and you know the right thing to do and don't do it, for you is evil." That's why Peter said it would have been better for them not to know the way of righteousness than to know it. It's better for them not to know, he said. Because to whom much is given, much will be required. If you heard the line of wisdom, you know it means we are held responsible for what we have. If we have been blessed with talents, wealth, knowledge, then expected that we benefit others. How many of you think that you are good listeners? In this sanctuary, how many of us think that we are good listeners? Often we say we're listening to what God is telling us that He wants to tell us, but in reality, we listen to what we think. God is telling us only here for the answer that we want. When we experience trials, problems, or big storm in our life, we question God, "Why did all these things happen to me?" God answers and says, "Did you hear my word? Are you doing it, what I have told you?" Again, we have been given much, and God desires us to use what has given us. We should also not assume that the less we know about God and His gift, the less we have to do. Because our verse said, if you are not doing the word, the one that you have, God will take it and give it to somebody else. You have nothing anymore. Why? Because the plan of God for us is to benefit us through the words. The Lord God has told you as what is right and what He demands, to act justly, to love mercy, walk humbly, and be doers and hearers of the word. How's your life, spiritual life, at this day, at this time? Kind of so-so? What's out? Are you doers? Are you hearers of the word? Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your words. Thank you for reminding us that truly, Lord, hearing and doing through your words, Lord, there's a gift, it will benefit us. It will benefit us, oh Lord. Thank you for this wonderful time that you've given unto us. Lord, I pray that every word that we hear this morning will keep it in our hearts, Lord, and let our hearts, Lord, our mind meditate upon it. And Lord, thank you, O God, in Yeshua's name. Amen. Shabbat Shalom.
Well, thank you so much, Jerry. So, as usual, give a good challenging word. And hopefully that we will take those words to heart. You know, there's one scripture that I wanted just to leave with you, just kind of following up on what James has said. It's from the book of James, chapter 1. And it says, anyone who hears the word but does not do it is like a man who looks at his natural face in the mirror. For once he's looked at himself and gone away, he has forgotten what he looks like. You know, how many times have we kind of looked and checked in the mirror, and then we walk away, forget what we look like? But it says, the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he'll be blessed in what he does. So may God's word is just full of words of hearing, Shema Israel, hear Israel, hear O Israel, hearing and doing God's word. And that's where the blessing comes, is when we do his word. And that's one of the challenging experiences that we have as believers. And so let's really be doers of the word and not hearers only. Thank you so much for that good word there, Jerry. So let's, everyone's invited downstairs for our own egg. And so, you know, you're welcome to join us downstairs. I'm not sure if there's a closing song, whether Michael picked the closing song there. I'm not sure. Michael did a good job on short notice. We just found out at 7:30 this morning that Melissa couldn't do the worship, so we had to scramble to try to get some worship songs together. But anyways, if there's no worship song, then let me just close with a benediction. Oops, there is a song. Okay, Refine as Fire. Okay, that's a good song for us to enter into and to close with, because God does want to do some refining in our life. And as we get into the fall season, we'll hear a lot more about refining and preparing our hearts, you know, for this special season that we'll be entered into. And so let's just stand together and let's really pray that God really would refine us as fire, and that God would make us as vessels of gold and silver. Amen. All right.